SBS Radio.
Ang pagpaplano para sa medikal na paggamot sa katapusan ng buhay ay hindi isang prioridad para sa maraming tao. Ang katotohanan ay 15% ng mga Australiano ay nadokumento ang kanilang kagustuhan sa kalusugan. Ngayon, maring ito ang pinakamahalagang desisyon na ating gagawin. Narito ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Amy Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Lumabas sa pananaliksik ng Advanced Care Planning Australia na 30% ng 65 populasyon ay handa at may utos na para sa kanilang pinal na pangangalagang medikal. Dumating sa mga sitwasyon ang Adelaide General Practitioner na si Dr. Chris Moy kung saan ang mga pasyente ay nawawalan ng kontrol sa kanilang medikal na paggamot sa katapusan ng kanilang buhay. Sabi niya, ito ay dahil sa kakulangan ng pagpaplano at pakipag-usap tungkol sa sensitibong paksa habang sila ay nakakapagpahayag pa ng sarili.
Because things have been unsaid, decisions become very difficult for other people who have to make the decisions for the individual. Near end of life, there's a very high chance you're actually either going to be unconscious or delirious or in a situation where you can't make decisions for yourself. The whole end of life situation becomes this big conflict, a very traumatic time. You may get care that you don't want, but then even when you do die, the individuals left behind may be left with a legacy of incredibly deep psychological trauma.
Inirekomenda ni Dr. Moy ang maagang pag-iisip at pagsasabi ng mga kagustuhan sa mga pinagkakatiwalaan.
Most people should think about having some sort of documentation to actually indicate who would make decisions for them when they can no longer make decisions, because one never knows when that may happen. So it's probably worth considering that anyway and talking to your loved ones about things. But obviously it becomes far more of an issue as you get older or if you have some serious illnesses. And it's probably a very good time while you're still able to make those decisions to start doing this advanced care planning.
Ayon kay Linda Nolt, direktor ng programa para sa Advanced Care Planning Australia, ang pakikipag-usap sa mahal sa buhay ay minsan hindi sapat upang matupad ang iyong katapusang kagustuhan. Ibinahagi niya ang halimbawa ng malusog na 75 taong gulang na lalaki na nag-utos sa kanyang pamilya na huwag siyang buhayin kung siya ay malubhang magkakasakit. Sa kasamaang palad, siya ay nakita sa sitwasyong sinubukan niyang iwasan nang siya ay nawala ng malay sa isang emerhensiyang may banta sa kanyang buhay.
So there had been a very valuable conversation, but because there was no documentation available and decisions had to be made in a hurry because of the nature of the event that had occurred to him, he was fully treated and he is still alive, but he's unable to talk, he can't eat, he can't walk, and he can't toilet himself, and he will need to go into permanent care.
Ayon kay Nolt, ang mga utos kung tatanggap ng paggamot ay dapat malinaw upang sundin ng mga doktor.
For advanced care directives to be legally binding, we recommend that the form that is recommended by the state or territory is used. That a form will need to have the person's full name on it. It should have their date of birth, their address, the contents about what their preferences or values are, but it also should be signed, dated, and witnessed.
May proseso din kung saan ang mga tao ay pwedeng pumili ng taong nais nila gumawa ng desisyon para sa kanila kung sakaling hindi na nila kayang ipahayag ang sarili sa halip na iiwan ang mga bagay sa pagkakataon o sa sistema ng kawalan sa ilalim ng batas.
So they can access documents and usually they're called power of attorneys or guardianship or medical treatment decision maker. The most common way we describe this person is called a substitute decision maker. And they are to make decisions that the person would have wanted. Not what they think is best, but what they think their friends or loved one would have wanted.
Ang realidad ay 15% ng populasyon ng Australia ay nadokumento ang kanilang kagustuhan sa kalusugan sa katapusan ng kanilang buhay. Mas malamang para sa mga hindi Ingles, ang unang wika na magkaroon ng maagang plano sa pangangalaga. Sa matagal na panahong pagtatrabaho sa oncology at aged care, marami nang nakita si Linda Nolt ng mga kaguluhan sa pamilya na maaari sanang napigilan kung ang mga utos ay naipahayag ng maaga.
particularly like if a mother or father have spoken to their daughter and, you know, often had more in-depth conversations, but then not told their other son or other children the same information, that's what can lead to some conflict.
Sa kultura ng Chino na kinalakihan ni Dr. Moy, ang salitang kamatayan ay isang pagbabawal na di dapat banggitin. Habang ito ay sensitibong paksa sa ibang kultura, sinabi ni Dr. Moy, mahalaga sa mga tao na palapit na sa katapusan ng kanilang buhay na talakayin ito kasama ang kanilang pamilya.
It's often less about the issue of talking about death, but it's the word death which is the problem. But then they end up with no advanced care planning, even when they might want it, if they actually understood what it was about. And then they end up paying a terrible price and their families as well.
Ayon kay Dr. Moy, minsan ito ay tungkol sa pagtalakay ng mga ugali at paniniwala upang maayos kung anong klase ng medikal na alaga ang nasa mabuting interes. Idiniin niya ang mga karaniwang sitwasyon ng mga taong may diabetes na humaharap ng mga potensyal na pagputol o amputation.
Certain individuals themselves would actually have keeping their leg, for example, more important than actually keeping on living.
Ito rin ay tungkol sa pagkonsidera ng kalidad ng buhay na iyong gusto at ang pamana na gusto mong iwan.
What people want, I think, is actually the ability to determine their fate. And I think whether it is to have the opportunity to have treatment that would keep them alive as long as possible because they want to keep going, or to be allowed to let go because their existence is so painful or it's so distressing to them that it goes against their values.
Bisitahin ang advancedcareplanning.org.au para sa mga impormasyon sa 16 na wika o tumawag sa 1-300-208-582 para sa payo. Mayroon ding suporta sa wika sa pamamagitan ng pambansang serbisyo ng pagsalin sa numero 131450.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.